got a question.
Ask a lawyer, ask a lawyer.
A question about custody or a s***y neighbor.
Ask a lawyer, ask a lawyer.
Ian Snedden is here. He is an accomplished lawyer. Family law is your specialty, Ian?
Yes. Yeah, I'm certified as a specialist in family law.
But you will take calls about anything. 1-833 Taz and Jim is our number. And this is more of an anything call.
I'm not sure if this gentleman wants his...
Do you want us to use your name or do you want to be anonymous here?
I'll just stay anonymous, I guess.
Okay. Wild story. Go ahead. Take it from the top.
Sure. So about 3 years back, I was in an altercation with someone who ended up biting me on the wrist because he was trying to steal something, and I was fighting him for what he was trying to steal.
What was he stealing?
Anyway, he was trying to steal the license plate off my truck to put on a truck that he had already stolen.
Did you know this person?
I did not know.
Okay.
So he bites
you. Trying to steal your license plate. Guy bites you. Go on.
Yeah. Bites me in the wrist. About a week later, I get horribly sick and have to go to the hospital. And this is during the height of COVID, so they thought it might have been during that. And anyway, it ends up leading to a blood infection, a lung infection, and then a heart infection.
That's terrifying.
So I was in the hospital for 12 days, off work for about 4 or 5 months.
No way.
Was the guy's name Dracula? Holy cow.
Do you have rabies?
I don't know. I hope so. It might be easier to find him if that were his name. But
So you have not found this guy. This is like if a stray dog bites you and you don't know, you know, you got to go get your shots because you don't know what the dog has.
He was apprehended at the scene, but as far as I know, he's probably got released or something like that. Anyway, I was just wondering if there was, like, any point in trying to claim, like, missed time off work, like, by pressing charges or if it's that ship has sailed kind of thing.
When did this happen? Mid-COVID, right? Or
yeah, November 2020.
I mean, if anybody's owed money, it's you can... But will this guy pay you? Will you be able to get the money out of him?
The guy's stealing license plates, you know, and trucks for a living or feed his habit, whatever he's doing it for. What's the chance that you're going to get paid? Ian, what would your thoughts be if this case was presented to you?
Well, you'd need a personal injury lawyer. So if you spoke with Jen Chapman over at Brown BDO Donovan, my new firm, she could see if there's anything there. The problem is, as Taz is saying, don't know if this guy has any money. What I don't know is whether insurance might cover something. I'm thinking of a case from a long time ago, many, many years ago, where somebody had, this is obviously not as serious, but the person deliberately was having intercourse with people and had AIDS and knew it and was charged criminally for
doing
so.
Because he was having sex and he was giving people HIV. I remember that.
Yeah, and so I don't know if this person knew he had COVID, all the biting.
Whatever he did have that caused all your problems, if he was aware of it, that might be a liability thing?
It could be. So it's not my area.
But also, if you're just biting somebody, I think that's enough. That's
you can't assault. Just go around biting people.
Yeah, that's
no matter how bad your saliva
is. It's definitely an assault, for sure. The question is if there's anything more there. And speak to a personal injury lawyer. Jen Chapman is a name I can give you, but any personal injury lawyer could help you out there.
But what would you think in terms of getting paid? If somebody, is it even worth his time to pursue if this guy doesn't have any money, which it seems like is a real possibility?
Well, probably. Although with the American election, I have no idea what some rich people will do. So,
I forgot to mention also that I actually might end up having to get surgery just to get a valve in my heart replaced because it's deteriorated.
Oh my God. Just from a human bite.
And are they saying it's from the guy who bit you? They're, like the doctors have traced it back to that. There's a medical, history and dots can be connected to the bite causing your problems.
They couldn't confirm it directly, but it's the only thing that happened then. Like,
yeah.
It's definitely worth talking to a personal injury lawyer.
Okay.
All right, man. We're glad that you're doing okay, and we hope your health continues to improve.
Perfect. Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, watch your license plates, man. This is why they say everyone's like, oh, if I caught someone stealing my car, I'd do this, I'd do that. Sometimes it's just best to let them run away with it.
Yeah, but I'm glad you at least beat the guy up, hopefully.
Did you get a few good ones in?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Nice. I wouldn't say I regretted it either just because of that.
Yeah, good man.
And did you tell the cops that he fell when they showed up? Oh, he bit me and then he slipped on something and fell.
You know, if it was a dog bite, it would be easier. I could, you know, dog
probably.
Bites. So I don't know. This is a unique case. I haven't heard this before.
He's going to pay you strictly in license plates when you win.
1-833 Taz and Jim is our number. Ask a lawyer. If you've got a question for Ian, give us a call. Linkin Park doing Faint. Good morning.